It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
Beauty goes much further than just cosmetics. I believe in taking care of your skin, but it all starts with taking care of you. And that's why we talk about health a lot. And I'm excited because today's guest is the organic authority. This is someone who's going to talk to us about organics and just how we can help all of us with a health crisis by getting real food back into our lives. So I'm going to bring quickly in Laura Klein. Now, let me tell you, she's the co-founder of Organic Authority. They put out organicauthority.com and ecosalon.com. She's a trained chef with roots in organic food. She's just done all kinds of things to help bring all this information to us and change our lives. She's been featured in the Oprah magazine, Oprah.com, the Food Network, Women's World. The list just goes on and on. So I'm going to jump right to it, Laura, because we'll run out of time if I keep reading your bio.
Stop.
You've done so much, but I want to get information out of you. So talk to me for a minute. What inspired you to launch Organic Authority?
It was pretty simple. I went to culinary school, and they taught us the difference between how conventional and organic food is grown. And it was then I had a paradigm shift. I was not into organic food at all at the time. What I was after was what produces the best tasting food product. And what I discovered was the secret behind the fine chefs of the world at the time was that they were serving organic food on their menus for years, but didn't brag about it. And so that caught my attention. And so when the school educated us on the difference between how organic and conventional food is grown, that's when I had a paradigm shift, because I really felt like America had been lied to about how our food is grown, processed, and packaged and sold to us. And I saw directly how America's burgeoning health crisis was related to the everyday foods that Americans were eating. And at the time, nobody was talking about this, and I felt that America needed to know the truth behind their food supply. And so that's when I decided to launch Organic Authority.
I love it. You know, with friends and I, we talk often about it because, you know, when you grocery shop, it's easy to buy, you know, whatever, the reddest apples, the orangest oranges, and, you know, you don't realize what goes into it and how they put different ingredients on it, how they do different things to make it look that way. But let's talk about it for a minute because I think, you know, as I hear about healthy foods and organic foods, one of the things that probably held me back years ago, and maybe some of the other listeners, is maybe it's a perception, but we perceive it to be a lot more expensive for what you're getting.
Absolutely.
And so how do you afford to go all organic, or do you just do a few pieces that are organic? What do you suggest?
Yeah, you know, well, depending upon where you live, it can be really tough. Sometimes is not an easy thing. Not only is affordability an issue, but also accessibility is an issue. You know, there's a large part of America that are kind of known as food deserts where people don't even really have access to fresh produce, let alone organic food.
Now, that surprises me. I did not know that. I assumed, because we have it readily available here, and we're in a metro area, and I know you are too, but I just assumed across the country, organic has kind of caught on in every city. So I'm kind of shocked by that.
Yeah. Well, it definitely has. It is definitely growing, but there are still parts of the country where it is not readily available. So if it is pricey for you and if it isn't readily available, what I really encourage people to do is just choose a couple of things that you eat often and choose to buy those organic. So say if you're a big dairy drinker, dairy is big in your house, you know, I would really encourage people to buy organic dairy. It's really important. If you are a big lettuce eater, I would encourage you to buy just your lettuce. And if you start by picking your favorite foods and buying those organic, that is a great way to get started.
You know, you make me think. I wonder if with Amazon and Whole Foods together, if they'll help reach that across the country.
Absolutely. I actually am really excited about this merger or acquisition, I should really say, because it is going to make organic and healthy foods more available available to people. Today, it is true. Organic and healthy foods are more available than ever, but there still is an issue. If you don't have the availability in your city, then what I really encourage people to do is it's still really important to buy produce and eat vegetables and start adding more vegetables to your plate. Because vegetables are really, really important. Unfortunately, with the standard American diet, there has been a really heavy emphasis on meat consumption. And it's reflective in today's health crisis. And if we add a little more veg to our diet, everyone's going to be a whole heck of a lot healthier.
You'll laugh. You know, I go to the doctor often, you know, do my checkups, and I want to lose weight, and I've been working on it. And I've done well over the years. I've reduced my weight, and I continue to constantly try that. And all of a sudden, though, I watched my doctor had lost a lot. And I asked him, because I honestly thought something maybe health-wise was wrong. And he says, no, I just switched to vegan. And so he had quit eating all the red meat. And I said, are you kidding? And he goes, no, eating more fruits and vegetables made all the difference.
Yep.
And so I now eat more fruit than you can imagine. I enjoy the fruit. And it fills me up so much, and I'm enjoying it. And you may laugh, but I put a little bit of whipped cream on it. You know, I'll cut up strawberries and bananas, and it's like a dessert for me. But all of a sudden, I've gone from being a junk food person to a health person, and I'm seeing such a difference. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, it really is. And also what you're doing is you're also re-educating your palate too, because people also really kind of have to start to open up their mind and open up their palate to new foods. You know, there's some really amazing veg dishes on the market today, you know, recipes that have been developed. And even when you go into restaurants, you'll see Brussels sprouts, you'll see cauliflower, you know, all these vegetables that were once really kind of like taboo and gross and disgusting. And maybe they were the Brussels sprouts that your mother made that were boiled, that stunk up the house, that were terrible. But today they're reinvented and they are so delicious. And if you add more veg to your life, you are going to probably the pounds are going to slip off a lot easier, and you're also going to gain a lot more energy. You know, when you eat a meat heavy diet, it really slows you down as well. It's, you know, it takes a lot more to digest, and vegetables are light and they help clean you out.
I think it filled me up so much I didn't eat as much junk food, and that's where I really started noticing the difference. And now that becomes my cravings, is the healthier items. And so I've spoken in the past during the hurricane season, and we had to evacuate, and I packed the car with all the junk food,
oh,
and I did
goodness.
Binge. I know, I did binge. But as soon as I did, I felt sick because of it, and I knew I need to get back to where I am, and it does make a huge difference. So you've given us some suggestions, like to start by with some of our favorite foods or those we eat a lot. Are there a good resource? Is your website a good resource to find some recipes, or where would I find some recipes to make some of these items taste good?
Yeah, absolutely. On organicauthority.com, we do publish recipes just about every day of the week. So we invite you to come to our website, check us out. Feel free to. We have some PDFs, recipe guides that you can download. And yeah, absolutely. If you want to learn more about which foods carry the highest pesticide residues, we talk about that as well. And you can also go straight to the source, EWG.com, the Environmental Working Group that puts out a report every single year on the highest, on the foods that contain the highest amount of pesticides. And so kind of tapping into these resources and signing up for their newsletters is a really good idea, because it'll help you keep your finger on the pulse and what's happening with America's food supply today.
Well, and I truly didn't see the recipes, but once you brought it up, the food, and talked about it, I got interested. But when I visited your website, I was very selfish and found the ones for beauty, because you had like the 5 tips to remove makeup naturally, and then for me, the 5 tips to avoid gaining weight over the holidays. And so I was very selfish and went to those. But I invite our listeners to visit the website, organicauthority.com, and definitely get some recipes and check out all the different articles. You have a lot of great information on there. And so, Laura, I thank you for joining us, because it's helping share with us how we can make just simple steps to change our lives and eat healthier, because just small changes will like big accomplishments, and you just want to take it to the next level. And over time, you're going to make these huge changes in your life that'll help your health and how your beauty regimen is. So I want to thank you again for joining us. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru. And if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. Thank you for listening.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.